Bobby Seger in the system.
The LS Souvenir Year 69. I'm a rambling gambling man. 418 at WLS.
Bud is the king of beers. But you know that.
But you know that.
Bud is the king of beers.
But you know that.
It's right there on the Budweiser label. We know of no brand produced by any other brewer which costs so much to brew and age. I'll drink to that.
Budweiser is the king of beers.
Budweiser,
but you know that.
But you know that.
With all the beers there are today, Budweiser makes it all the way.
If you put a Hinckley & Schmidt water cooler in your office, sales won't suddenly soar, your employees won't stop asking for raises, and life will be much as it was before, except that you'll have made a lot of your people a little bit happier. And that's worth a lot of money in any business, a lot more than the pennies per day Hinckley & Schmidt water will cost. There are all kinds of models. Hinckley & Schmidt compact coolers that take less floor space than a lady's pocket handkerchief. Or hot and cold water dispensers to provide instant coffee, instant soup, and many instant beverages, as well as the coolest, clearest, finest spring pure water in the world. You can get Hinckley & Schmidt coolers with compact refrigerators built in, too. What are you waiting for? A deal? Okay, here it is. Call SU-76540 for a 10-day free trial. With your cooler, you'll also be given free a 5-gallon bottle of Spring Pure Corinna's water, plus 200 packets of delicious coffee or tea, hot chocolate or soup. All this free for 10 days by just calling SU-76540.
89
WLS.
420 WLS and the Jerry K Show, 9 degrees below zero. Vic, I've got a problem. My shoes don't have any sole, man. But this young man does. Came up from the south, I believe, Atlanta. Got a very heavy song. Joe Sapp, walk a mile in those shoes. Good morning, Joey.
If I could be you, for you, you.
9 degrees below zero under mostly clear skies in Chicago, a $12 million 1970 teacher's contract is one final ratification by a whopping 6-to-1 margin. The contract calls for accelerated pay programs for Chicago teachers, smaller class sizes, and more fringe benefits, but it lacks the 10% pay raise demanded by teachers. This news presented by Allied Radio, the world's largest electronic department store. Good morning, I'm Jeffrey Hendricks, WLS News. Here's some heartwarming news. Temperatures in the Chicago area, which haven't risen above zero since 4 p.m. Monday, are expected to remain below zero again today, marking the eighth day of sub-zero weather this year. And if the cold snap continues, we can set a record for cold in January. Willie Brown is a truck driver for Ogden Foods in West Ontario Street. Willie was getting a haircut last night, and somebody drove off with his truck filled with $5,000 worth of peanuts, candy, and cigarettes. 46-year-old Theodore DeLavos, a longtime 47th Ward Democratic Precinct captain and a former member of Governor Kerner's staff, died this morning of an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. Mayor Daley has made his pitch to ConCon delegates in Springfield. Daley's main point concerned more home rule for cities.
The people of Illinois look to you to give them a constitution which will meet the challenge of an urban society. This is probably the last time in our century when we will have this opportunity. The adoption of the proposal of the Illinois Municipal League on home rule will do much to achieve this goal.
Mayor Daley in Springfield yesterday. Another Chicago serviceman has given his life in the Vietnam War. The latest to be killed in action was Army Sergeant Edward Witek of North Rockwell Street. James Maloney, principal of Crane High School, has asked for a transfer. Crane High has been closed recently because of racial problems. Maloney blames the situation on the lack of security and the killing of two students by police last summer. In case you didn't notice, the cost of living in Chicago rose about 5.5% last year as compared with 1968. Where did you spend your money? The Department of Labor says on public transportation, home ownership, and meat, poultry, and fish. The only decreases were in gas and electricity costs. Downstate in Edwardsville, Illinois, security police rushed to the Southern Illinois University post office yesterday. They were armed with vacuum cleaners and brooms. 4,000 crickets had escaped from their container in the post office. The crickets were on their way to become food for lizards being used in a research project at SIU. The Soviet Union has announced that it's stripped Svetlana Stalin of her Soviet citizenship. She's the daughter of Soviet dictator Stalin. She fled to the United States in 1967 and plans to become a U.S. citizen. Reports out of Amman this morning say an Israeli invasion into Jordan south of the Dead Sea touched off the biggest battle between the two nations in nearly 2 years. Sources report Israeli ground troops were preceded by tanks and artillery barrages. Predictions of a new communist offensive next month from South Vietnamese officials at the Vietnam peace talks in Paris. These same officials rule out any major policy changes in Hanoi until a power struggle there is ended. The controversial $20 billion money bill for health, education, and welfare has cleared a major hurdle with the blessing of the Senate. But the Senate must act on a minor amendment before final passage sometime today. And administration sources say President Nixon wants to raise Social Security taxes next year. Mr. Nixon, according to those sources, plans to propose to Congress that it raise the taxable wage base ceiling from $7,800 to $9,000. The Chicago weatherman, our sub-zero hero. WBS Chicago weather next.
Allied Radio believes a happy ending makes a great beginning, and that's why they're continuing their year-end sale into these first few weeks of 1970. Right now, you can save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on stereo hi-fi, tape recorders, radios, TV, everything electronic. Listen to these sensational values. A complete 40-watt stereo FM-AM phono system with Girard changer and allied speakers. Now, if purchased separately, $244.85, but reduced for this sale to only $149. Allied's own 12-inch three-way speaker system, regular $79.95 value, now only $49. And the values go on and on during Allied's big year-end sale. But hurry, there are only 5 days left to cash in on the big savings. The sale ends Monday, January 26th, and the quantities are limited. So hurry into Allied Radio, the store with entertaining ideas.
WBS Chicago weather, clear but continued very cold this morning and today. Partly cloudy, not quite so cold Thursday and Friday. Low this morning, 5 to 10 below here in the city, about 20 below in suburbia. Today's high, not expected to get above zero. WBS Lakefront temperature, minus 4. O'Hare reports 12 below. And officially Midway has minus 9. The news has been presented by Allied Radio, the world's largest electronic department store. Jeffrey Hendricks reporting for the Big 89.
WLS, the Windy City.
For Mid-America, the Chicago Giant.
WLS.
432 at WLS, Jerry K. Show. It's Bobby Vinton.
You followed me to Texas.
Gonna catch you there somewhere. Bobby Vinton. My elusive dream. 435 at WLS and the Jerry K. Show.
Well, that may sound flat, but I know you dig that Mendelssohn melody. If it'll soon be your song on the biggest day of your life, come and visit Henry's Formal Wear. They'll be at the WLS Bridal Fair, Saturday and Sunday, January 31st and February 1st at the Sheraton Chicago Hotel. Their expert fashion consultants will help you coordinate a custom look for your man and his attendants. And Henry's large selection of formal shirts and accessories are truly exciting. Exclusive 1970-styled ruffled shirts in Caribbean blue, sunset gold, raspberry, and white. Plus a great supply of award-winning Edwardian tuxes that'll turn you on. See why you don't have to have your man dressed in that stuffy, old-fashioned look. Register now for the bridal fair at your nearby Henry's Formal Wear and get your free booklet on bridal fashions. Henry's, the new pro in men's formal wear, is getting famous all over town. There are 7 convenient locations.
Visit Henry's at 52 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, or the all-new Henry's Formal Wear at 63rd Street, just west of Kedzie. And remember, if you visit the Henry's Bridal Consultant at the Big WLS Bridal Fair.
Yeah. What'll you have, yeah? A good old-time flavor's here. Yeah. What'll you have? Make it Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
A joy. joy of the past you can taste today. That's Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. Blue Ribbon is the national symbol for good old-time flavor because Pabst is still brewed today the old-time premium way, slowly and naturally. We've been making our beer like this for over 125 years. For us, there's just no other way to brew great beer. Original Pabst Blue Ribbon, brewed by the first of the great Milwaukee brewers.
Old-time flavor is here today in Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
WLS 437 WLS on the Jerry K Show with Gary Hughes. Don't forget this morning, 6 o'clock.
Little baby.
Everybody's under the weather. We'll see what happens, right? That's about all I can say. Almost everybody is out with a flu. But I came through, didn't I? Guess who?
No time left for you.